The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is August 1st, 2019. The day was August 1st, 1911. Zelda Jackson Ormes, better known as Jackie Ormes, was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ormes is considered the first African-American woman who was a professional cartoonist. Jackie's parents were William Winifield Jackson and Mary Brown Jackson. Jackie's mom raised Jackie and her younger sister after their father died in a car accident. But when Jackie was a child, the family moved to Monongahela, Pennsylvania. She went to Monongahela High School, where she was already writing and drawing. While in high school, the Pittsburgh Courier, a black newspaper, assigned her to cover a boxing match. But after she graduated, she began working as a proofreader at the Pittsburgh Courier. She also worked as a freelance reporter, covering police beats, court cases, and human interest stories. But she was more interested in drawing. In 1937, Jackie's first comic strip, Torchy Brown and Dixie to Harlem, first appeared in the Pittsburgh Courier. The comic was about Torchy Brown, a black girl from a small town in Mississippi who moved to New York City to become a performer. Torchy was self-reliant, and she found success at the Cotton Club in Harlem. Though the comic strip followed Torchy's escapades, it also addressed racism in the U.S. and the challenges black people moving north faced. The Courier was widely read in and outside of Pittsburgh, and the strip also ran in more than a dozen other black newspapers around the country. The comic strip ran until April of 1938, and in the end, there were 53 original Torchy strips. Jackie married Earl Ormes in 1936, They moved to Ohio, where Earl could be closer to his family, but they eventually moved to Chicago. They had a child, Jacqueline, but she died at age 3 of a brain aneurysm. While in Chicago, Orms began working as a reporter for the Chicago Defender, a Black newspaper. But by 1945, her single-panel cartoon called Candy, that was about a housemaid, began publishing in the Defender, in a run that lasted several months. In 1945, Jackie's single-panel cartoon, Patty, Joe, and Ginger, began running in the Pittsburgh Courier, the Chicago Defender, and other Black papers. The cartoon was about an outspoken girl named Patty Joe and her silent and consistently shocked older sister Ginger. It ran for 11 years, until 1956. The cartoon even inspired a Patty Joe doll that had an extensive wardrobe and was successful among Black and white children, though production of the doll did not last long. When the Smith Mann Syndicate reached out to Orms in 1950 and asked her to bring back the Torchy character, she agreed to do so and created the comic strip Torchy Brown's Heartbeat. At first, she was set to just draw the panels and work with a writer to come up with the storylines, but she eventually gained sole control over the production of the cartoon. And she addressed big issues of the day in this cartoon, too, like environmental pollution, racial injustice, and foreign policy. The FBI investigated Orms because she attended communist meetings, but no reference to the left-leaning views espoused in her cartoons appeared in her files. Torchy togs, or paper dolls of Torchy with a range of upscale outfits, supplemented the comic strip. Her career as a cartoonist ended when the Defender and Courier neglected comic strips to focus on social and political issues. But she continued to create murals and other art into her later years, until her rheumatoid arthritis got too severe for her to work on them. Orms was also engaged in her community through organizations like the Chicago Urban League and the Southside Community Art Center. She and her husband were friends with artists like jazz singers Sarah Vaughan and Lena Horne. She died of a cerebral hemorrhage at age 74 in Salem, Ohio. Jackie Orms did pioneering work as a syndicated cartoonist, and she's remembered for her nuanced depictions of Black women and girls, as well as the bold social commentary she put in her cartoons. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you haven't gotten your fill of history after listening to today's episode, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on
this. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.